2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, buddy.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Okay, everybody, pull up your phone.
Got it.
Yeah.
What's your most, Brody? This doesn't apply to you, Brody.
We're already Android shaming.
What's your most frequently used emoji?
Oh.
Let's see.
Mine is the winky face.
The winky face.
So the most frequently used would be the top left corner, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
So that would be the laughy face with the guy holding. What do you call it? With the guy holding his.
Oh yeah, that's the LOL. I think. Let me see.
Turn it around.
What is that called?
Crying.
Oh, he's crying. That's a crying laugh.
Crying laugh.
Hey, yeah.
I have emojis. I have my most used emojis.
Yeah, but yours don't count. Apple emoji keyboard is the standard of emojis.
Great.
Sorry.
And Androids are the standard of good phones.
Sorry. Yeah, but we're talking about emojis here. Let's stick to the top.
I have a smiley face emoji.
Okay.
My most used is the black moon face.
Why do you use the black moon face?
Because it has so many meanings. If you look at it, it's like a little side eye. It could
Donnie
be like,
uses
yeah.
it as the way we use the emoji faces, like the wink and the smile. Like she just uses the moon face for everything.
It's
like,
very all-encompassing.
The way I use the pasty smiley face, that's the way she uses
I also think it sort of looks like me a little bit
that's
when I have
point.
A secret.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's
my now, point. How about emoji combos? My favorite emoji combo is the black check mark with the 100 with the two red underlines.
Oh.
So if I keeping it 100. That's
keeping
what that
it 100,
is.
But I like to check keeping it 100.
Oh, you, nope. I will use the two hands with a face between it, like rolling its eyes, like, please. I do that a lot.
The problem is it's two left hands.
No, there's a right hand and a left hand.
Hello?
Don't worry. I'll send it to you.
By the way, I'm scrolling through my texts with you, Gandhi. You use the moon face like 5 times. How did I not realize this?
You know what
all the time. She uses that as the letter O sometimes.
It's my favorite.
One of my favorites is the face palm. It's just like the...
Yeah, I like the face palm too.
The hand over the face guy. I love him.
See, you can put the two hands together, Scare, and I can roll my eyes at you.
Look
you
at like, that. Yeah. That is awesome.
But wait a second. The hands are brown and the face is yellow.
So there's not any brown faces like that.
Does he have a sunburn
on his
hands?
That's unfortunate because Android has brown face emojis.
Oh.
Because we're not racist at the Android farm.
Garrett, what about you and Jake? What are your most used emojis?
Well, the wink like Nate, and then I have the thumbs up, the shocked face, the don't know with the two hands, and then the crying emoji.
Hmm.
Do you know what my favorite emoji is? The smirky face.
Oh, yeah, I like that
but
one.
But the thing with that is it's like the black moon. It has so many uses. So I used to text my mom the smirky face all the time, and then I learned that it was a flirty emoji, and then I was like, wow, this is super awkward.
Oh,
ha, you're flirting with your mom.
Awkward.
I also like the two hands in the air one with the lines. Like, yes! Like, victory.
Oh, yeah.
I use that a lot.
I like the shrug one. You guys use the shrug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which is the least used emoji? Can you?
Oh, yes. I was looking at that the other day, as a matter of fact.
Who uses this? Like the sunflower. Like, who uses that?
Also, there's a breastfeeding emoji now, but I can't get a ninja. Yeah, I'm super upset about
that. I have to be honest. When I see a woman using the breastfeeding emoji, I look.
I'm looking for it.
There's also a flag for like every state, city,
you
gotta
think
country.
The last flag is the least used because it's the last page on all of the emojis. I'm not even gonna guess what flag it is because I'll probably
it's alphabetical.
There's a series of emojis.
Zimbabwe, maybe?
Well, there's a series of emojis in the middle that are all like the office ones. And
Zulu Nation.
I don't use any of those in the middle. Like, I use the mailbox sometimes. But then there's the spreadsheet one with the chart going up, the chart going... Who uses that crap?
Yeah.
You never know. You never know when you might need it.
Do you remember like when they first had these, you know, they first had the emoji keyboard, it was pretty limited and you really had to get creative to do things?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still
they have
make
something
combos.
For everyone. Oh, what'd you just send to me?
The breastfeeding emoji.
Oh, the breast... I never noticed
Wait a second.
Oh,
okay.
I thought she was... I didn't know she was breastfeeding.
I thought she was holding a baby.
She sent you two moon emojis. That's not a breastfeeding emoji.
Stop it.
I like that. I also like to use the combination of the eggplant and like a squirt of water.
Everybody does that.
Yeah, like,
everybody does that.
Yeah, but
one.
You always send it too soon.
You can also, if you...
I just got that.
You can also stack the emojis to do some dirty stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you.
What about
this?
Oh,
stacking your eggplants?
With the water, you can do a tongue. You can do the tongue with the water.
You can do all kinds of stuff. Hold on.
With
this one's my favorite.
The three water
droplets. Drinking?
The
you
three
just,
water droplets.
Can't you just go on Pornhub? You have to put emoji porn?
Oh, they have a 69 emoji.
Yeah.
What? They do?
I think it's the right Pisces, there. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's in the zodiac signs.
Yeah. Wait, did you see what I sent you?
That's pretty clever. What's that? How do you do that? Because you have to space, right?
Yeah.
Space,
you stack them
on top
of each other.
Oh, my God. She put the eggplant next to the tongue. And then a pair of eyeballs.
Yeah, it looks like it's super happy to go,
isn't this sad?
Taste that eggplant.
Awesome. I'm going to spend all freaking day doing this now.
We could spend like 3 hours talking about our favorite emojis. This is so sad.
Favorite emoji combos?
Jake?
I already told you, the smarky face.
Dude, what's your least...
Yeah. They have an abacus. Who the f*** is using an abacus?
Oh, the Chinese people across from my old apartment.
They use the
abacus, and I used to be like, can you teach me?
Remember, this is a worldwide keyboard.
I will say, I think there's a lot of cultural things in here that you could learn. There should be a whole college course on it.
I bet you there is a tutorial if you look it up.
Yeah. My third grade teacher told me that we were learning cursive because it was all that I was going to write in as an adult. Uh-huh. Guess how many times I've written in cursive?
None times.
Yeah. None times.
None times.
Jake, write in cursive right now.
I can't even read cursive. Yeah. If somebody writes...
Write in cursive.
That's
I want to see
weird.
By the way, Brody is... I've never heard him more quiet.
Brody's still upset that we insulted his phone.
No, I'm looking
He's
at
trying to figure out his emoji keyboard on the Android phone.
Jake, as someone that's had a stroke, you look like you had a stroke. Right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
He's allowed to say it.
I can't even read this, Jake. This is so bad.
You know what I wrote?
Hi, mate. Thanks. Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Wow. That's a T.
Oh my God! Is this Jake's last podcast?
I haven't. I guess so.
I think it might be.
Oh my God!
He's here by default. He's here by default.
I wasn't even supposed to be here. I'm just teaching Garrett things.
Baby Jake, no, it's good.
Baby Jake's all grown up.
Baby Jake died a long time ago.
It was meant to be that you're here.
How long were you here? Four years
plus
four
2 years of interning.
Aw, Jake.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll miss
you. I've spent 6 years with four out of the five of you.
Not me.
No.
But I really like you.
Isn't that weird? I've been with Gandhi for her entire time here.
The entire time.
But if I've been here for Brody and Scary for his entire time, I would have been like 3 years old.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
wow,
to make you
right.
feel old or anything.
Are you allowed to say where you're going, what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you
so
tell everybody?
It's a new brand of wine called Empathy Wines.
And I don't care about
weird
that.
Gary Vaynerchuk is one of the co-founders of the wine.
Gary V.
And it's delicious, and I've tried all three, well, two out of the three of the wines so far.
Oh, and apparently you're also drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And you can buy it at empathywine.com.
Oh.
Look at you, plugging
a sponsor.
The new job.
Congrats.
Not a sponsor
of this podcast.
Congrats squishing those grapes. It's such a good job.
Yep. So I'm going to be making lots of content for them.
Oh, so you're going to be the video guy.
Yeah, so basically I just drink wine all day and record it.
Oh.
It's what you do here.
Yeah, but nobody sees the wine here.
Can we ask him questions about his time here, or should we save it for tomorrow?
You know, that's a good question.
There is no
podcast tomorrow.
Okay.
Jake, no podcast.
What was your favorite memory from the last 4 years?
There's a list. I can't pick one, but in the top of the list is definitely Singapore with you and Scary.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
That was one of the coolest experiences of my entire life.
How about one the rest of us can, talk about?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, another trip, all the trips are the more memorable than anything that's happened here.
What about when we went to Gurney's in Newport,
Rhode Island? I went to the Hamptons with Nate for a weekend.
That's
that was amazing.
That's right, we did have a good time.
But Nate, the first night that we were in the Hamptons, we had dinner. We all had dinner at this restaurant. I don't even know where we were. But I just remember laughing so hard that I wanted to throw up.
That's the best.
And it was like I was going through a breakup, and I was like didn't want to go that weekend. I was like, I don't want to spend this weekend with Nate. And then it ended up being like the most fun weekend.
I remember.
Just the two of you went?
No, you were there too, remember?
that's what we had the summer house, it was three years ago.
Wow, I'm glad
Holy
we really
shit. I just realized,
stuck
I mean,
in your memory.
I've been on so many
so
trips,
don't you remember that Saturday night? Yeah, Saturday night, we take Jake out and we get him drunk and we're trying to get him a girl, and it just fell
Wait,
to pieces.
I ended up talking to this girl.
Wasn't it Nate who said, let's have a memory that all of us can participate in?
Sorry, Brody, you weren't there.
There's no Garrett. You went with Garrett, didn't
to
you?
Maine.
To Maine, yeah. Palm Springs.
Garrett and Gandhi. That was pretty memorable.
That was dope, too.
Yeah, so you've been on a lot of trips with all of us.
Can we talk about something?
Yeah.
Little known fact, I hired him five times.
That was a good memory.
Could you maybe come up with something? I completely changed your life. Could you maybe say something?
Fuck you, Brody.
Why are all Jake's memories surrounded by other people on the show, but
also,
not Brody?
I have no idea how I got the internship in the first place, because getting through Brody's hurdles is one of the most difficult things in the world.
Yeah.
Probably harder than taking the SATs. I didn't do well in the SATs, but somehow I ended up here.
Did you compliment Brody?
I
heard that's the way
well, there was
what you just did was like when you go, oh, did you get a haircut? And then you walk away. Say something.
Well, no.
He has nothing to say. He spent time with everyone else.
So, another memory.
Hey, Scary, is that a new shirt?
Yes.
Okay. Some more.
How about that?
A more recent memory is
I did interview with Brody. Yes.
That I can't really tell the whole story.
Why?
But Brody and I in Puerto Rico had a very good time.
I know the story.
Yeah.
Can I tell the story?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I saw this story going on.
Brody and I spent more time together in Puerto Rico than I think we've spent together in the 4 years.
So Brody got you a job. He found you a girlfriend.
Well, he could take responsibility for my last, like, 3 girlfriends.
Whoa.
Wow.
And you still have nothing nice to say about him.
Well, I wouldn't have anything nice to say about him at all.
Yeah. Let's 3 girlfriends. Talking about Gurney's in Newport.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Gurney's in Newport is great.
What's a time that you remember laughing really hard in the studio? Like, one of the times that you've laughed the hardest.
when he hooked up with a 45-year-old woman on one of our trips.
No, that was not in the studio. Oh, why are we bringing that up?
I like that.
Which trip was that?
Before your time.
One of his first ones.
So anyway, laughing in the studio.
Was a 45-year-old?
She was like 40.
Oh, my God.
No, I was here, wasn't I?
Yes, everybody was watching
from the balcony above.
Oh, that's right. I had to save him. Remember that? That was in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, because she wouldn't let go of my face.
I had to go save you.
You slid in and made out with her instead?
No, I did not.
We were at the Hard Rock.
No.
We were at the Hard Rock in the DR. You know, I just realized something. Every single memory has to do with a trip. Yeah. Not named anything that happened in the studio.
What was so funny about that moment? So, you know how you are in a bar, you get drunk, and then you just start making out with someone.
Jake, done that.
Jake obviously needed help, but in the moment that I go to get him and pull him away from this woman that was attached to him, he's smiling and shaking his head now. He's just having the time of his life.
I love that. Yeah. Like, no.
It was horrible.
Remember his first day, Jake's first day here. Didn't you meet a woman because we had an event in New York City?
Yes.
And you met
someone.
It was
the summer bash.
Oh, summer bash. I remember that.
He hadn't even officially started yet. And he's like, I'm Jake from the Elvis Duran
show.
Yeah, it's
like his second chicken day.
Hey,
everybody.
You
want me to sign your t-shirt?
Can I say my favorite memory with Jake?
Yeah.
It was only, Garrett wasn't even there for it, but we were in Maine and it was late at night and we were sitting down talking about this super spicy beef jerky that boyfriend had. And Jake was like, I got this. Let me try it. He took a piece, ate it, and puked. It was
like almost immediately
hilarious, and I have the video.
Wow.
I'll send it
to you. Show everybody the video. You might as well. leaving.
I will.
My favorite in studio moment was Greg T pooping on the floor.
Of course.
I have never laughed. I was laughing
Where
and
were
so
you
disgusted.
During that?
Right next to him.
He was filming it.
I was filming it, and then when I saw what happened, I just ran out of here.
Okay. I was wondering why we don't have better footage of that moment, incident.
I may or may not have secured, and I wasn't even here for it, but a pretty clear video of that happening. If somebody wants it.
Highest bidder?
I can be bribed. I told you, Jake,
I have it,
if you
too. I have it.
Jake actually used it on his resume to get the new job.
The boot video.
Was that in the highlight reel?
Yeah, that was like my starting topic. So, why are you leaving your job? Well,
right here.
There was this
you.
One time.
They poop on the floor.
So let's go around the room really quick. One nice thing about Jake.
Oh, that's so nice.
Well, I'm done.
Brody. Actually, let's start with Brody.
How appreciative he is.
Thanks, Brody.
Oh, see, I got something out of it.
You know what?
Jake was one of the most welcoming people when I first started, and he gives me the best hugs, and he gives really nice compliments, and I love him, and I know he'll always be honest with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too, dude. I mean, honestly, you seriously are, you're super smart. You've grown in the video department, something that was just pretty much thrown in your lap, and you're like, I'm going to take this to the next level. And you always put 110% in everything you do.
Thanks.
Including that DeLonghi video you did with me a couple of weeks ago where I said, I just need a post, and then you took out the green screen room and you said, let's do this.
Hey,
and we did a 2-hour production.
You just dropped a sponsor's name. Hit the jingle, bitch.
No fucking jingle.
EmpathyWise.
Garrett.
.com.
I'm not going to miss him.
Liar.
He knows I love
him. Well, I'll say this. So it's funny. I started my career, and I know we dress alike sometimes.
Scarily.
And other times, I see you and me. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
Are you in?
Is there a video of that guy?
Where were we?
Where's the video of me?
No, I see me and you. Wait, what the hell did I just say?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.